paragraph ches. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashom rabbi seinu zal, and this is why the Gemara explains to us in the laws of Hanukkah that there are three levels. Ner Hanukkah, ishu beisoy. The basic level is one person in the house lights one candle each night. The first night of Hanukkah, he lights one candle. The second night of Hanukkah, he lights one candle. The third night of Hanukkah, he lights one candle, and that covers the entire household. Him, his wife, his 35 children, everyone is included in that one candle that the master of the house is lighting. The Hamahadrin, those who want to be more religious, Ner l'chol echad v'echad. Not only does the master of the house light, but every one of the children lights their own menorah, lights a separate candle. The wife is included in the husband, but each one of the other members of the household also lights one candle each night. That's called Mahadrin. And then the Gemara says, Vamahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, the super-duper religious people, they are Moisif V'Hoylich. They don't light one candle each night, but each person who's lighting every night increases the number of candles. The first night one candle, the second night two candles, and so on and so forth. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ikar mitzvah sner Chanukah hu ner ishu beisoy. The basic requirement of Chanukah is one candle per household. Ki bevadai me'achar she'ikar ha'adloka hu rak lir oisan bilvad. Because as we explained earlier, since the mitzvah of Chanukah candles is just to look, don't touch. It's not yours. You can't, no personal use. Lahavdil, we said, just like a person goes into a store where they're selling very expensive stuff, and there's signs that it say, just look, don't touch. It ain't yours. This stuff is so expensive that we don't want you touching it even. We don't want you to feel one iota it's yours until you put down the $50,000, $300,000 to buy that watch or to buy whatever the very expensive thing is. Lehistakel al toikef hanes meirochoik. To look at and marvel at this awesome miracle from the distance. Alkein dai ner echod lishubeso. Therefore, basically it's enough. If one candle is lit for the household, that's enough. Everybody can look at it. Everybody can see that it's Chanukah now. And on Chanukah, Hashem has given us an incredible high-level light to see. He gave it to us shortly, you know, short-term, to be able to accomplish the great miracle it accomplished then, and we get a taste of it every single year afterwards when the holiday of Hanukkah rolls around. Ki kol bnei abayis yicholim lehistakel al ner echad, because all members of the household can look at that one candle, ulehizboinim boi toikif hanes, and to realize by looking at that candle the great miracle, in order for all members of the household to get chizuk, to get new encouragement and new motivation, to want to be religious, to want to serve Hashem, by seeing the wonders of the Torah, which Hashem brings down to us in each and every single generation, every single year. That's what that candle represents. The fact that every year Hashem sends down the Torah anew, a new Torah with new revelations, and any Jew who wants to come on board can. Aval ha-mahadrin b'mitzvois, whereas those who are more religious, those who are looking for more than just standard in Yiddishkeit, madlikin ner l'kol echad v'echad. By them, every member of the household lights their own candle. Kedei sheyosim kol echod v'echod eliboy, shegam imoy beprotius oisa shemizborach nisim v'neflois. The message that's transmitting is, it's not enough to say that Hashem did a miracle for the Jewish people. It's not enough to say Hashem does a miracle for my family. There's a certain importance to a person realizing Hashem does miracles for me alone, not looking at anybody else. That Hashem does miracles for me specifically and shines to me personally into my brain Sheyisoyra mishnose b'chol pam, a light to wake me up out of my sleep all the time. Aidei neflois hachasodim vayeshuoi shoisim beprotis b'leis, through the great miracles and one and salvation and kindness that Hashem does with me specifically, personally, individually, all the time. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to mention a very important point, because this is one of the things that makes a big difference in how committed a person is to Yiddishkeit, how committed a person is to Hashem, to Yiddishkeit. Ki yesh harbe shetoyim bozeh. There are many Jews who make a mistake when it comes to this. Shafiluim hu ish kosher, even if he's basically religious, and he thinks a little bit about the great miracles that Hashem does for the Jewish people in every generation, the fact that we are able to exist in such an exile when we're surrounded on all sides by enemies. Any person, any normal person, looks at the situation today, or looks at the situation as it was throughout the generations. The Jews are literally a sheep surrounded by 70 wolves. You just have to look at the map, and you have to read what they're saying. Read their newspapers. Read the newspapers. Listen to the radio of all of these countries surrounding us. The one thing they hate is the Jewish people, Israel. That's their mission in life. A person would say it's ludicrous. These guys all belong in a mental hospital. They have nothing better to do. Why don't they grow vegetables? Instead of walking into Jordan, you can't buy tomatoes because they're busy hating the Jews. They're busy trying to figure out how to make deals with Russia and North Korea and Mongolia. Whoever can come up with a missile that'll kill people, they're trying to figure out how to way to get that missile to blow away this neighborhood called Israel. This is the most moronic, idiotic, stupid. You know, a drunk wouldn't do something. And this is what they're all focused on. This is their main interest in life. This is their main goal. And the newspapers are full day and night. This is all we talk about throughout the world. This world problem, this universal problem called Israel, the Jewish people. And how can we get rid of them? How can we destroy them? So any person looking at that, honestly, says, wow. It is a miracle. Every day that the Jews exist, every generation that the Jewish people are surviving, it's a miracle. Hashem is really, Hashem is big, is special, and that he's helping the Jewish people exist. Aval afal pikein, even though the person realizes that and acknowledges that, afal pikein hu toye benafshoi, he still makes a personal, that's not enough to motivate him not to look at what he's not supposed to look at when he's walking in the street, or to make sure every piece of food he buys that it's strictly kosher, and to make sure when he makes a bracha on food that he does it with kavanah. The fact that he has a general awareness of Hashem's greatness and Hashem's goodness in allowing the Jews to survive isn't enough yet for him personally to be serious about his Yiddishkeit, to be really serious. He doesn't wake up every morning and scream, wow, I'm alive, I can't believe it, they didn't blow me away last night. The Saudi Arabians and the Iraqis and the Iranians and the North Koreans, all of these murderers and all the maniacs who have their fingers on buttons for nuclear missiles and biological weapons, I can't believe it, I'm here, I can wash negel vasa, and the guy should start dancing the jig in his room. Wow, look at this. Miracle, Hashem did it again. He won. The odds were 999,000,000 to 1 that I'd wake up in the morning, and Hashem did it again. I'm here, look at this. Machmash sheyodea benafshoi nigei levovoi, because of the fact that each and every one of us knows deep down inside all of our shortcomings, all of our taivas rois and midas rois, everything we're doing wrong, ubechol yoim yitzroim is gabrolov, and every single day the Yitzhahara is working against us, you know, with new projects to try to block us from becoming religious. V'oiver olav ma'ashoiver, and each one of us goes through what we go through with thoughts and speech and action, all the mistakes we make, you know, on every different level. Ad asher yochoy litois, to the point where it's possible for the person to make a mistake, ki'ilu hu betachlis ha'choshech hashom, as if my life is miserable. I am living in total darkness. There's nothing good in my life. There's nothing happy in my life. There's nothing spiritual in my life. Ve'ein ho'oyer magiei lov chas hashom. The light doesn't come to me. It ain't in my room. It might be in the Beit Knesset HaGadol. It might be in some big shul or by the big tzaddikim. But where I am is still spiritual wasteland. I'm out of the circle. V'al kein, and therefore, afal pi shiroye ho'er. Even though the person sees the light, again, every time he opens a newspaper, he listens to the radio, every time he talks to people, and he's reminded of what's going on in the world, and he's reminded of Hashem's incredible kindness, that we Jews are still here, we're functioning, and we can buy milk and bread, and you know, we have all kinds of things. Umamin shashim yisborach meir lono gamato oyer ha'toyra. And he believes that Hashem, even now, is shining upon the Jewish people the light of Torah. There are yeshivas and there are new books being printed every day. True, there's all kinds of great stuff going on, you know, related to the Torah. Shehu Yeshua Seinu Vezraseinu Sela, which is our salvation. Afal Pikein Einoi Mamin Biatzmoi. Despite that, the person doesn't believe in himself. Sheho'or magia gam elo beprotis, that light is reaching me, that those books are being printed. You know who Art Scroll is working for? For me. All of those rabbis, the millions of dollars, it's not being done for, it's all being done for me, out of Hashem's great love for me, because Hashem knows how much I need it. Hashem knows that I couldn't learn Yerushalmi by myself, so Hashem put together this whole team of scholars for them to generate, to crank out these translations in English and French, and to put it on tape so that during the weekdays I can listen to it on tapes, and on Shabbos I can read it. And he's making everything available just for me personal. Alkein, that's why the halacha about Chanukah says, Hamahadrin, those who want to be more serious about their about religion, they understand that it's not enough that there's one candle for the family. None of, that gives a certain message, but that's not the message I want. I want every one of my kids to know that Hashem is with him, personal. That he has a personal connection to Hashem. And everything going on in the world has bearing on him personally. Every good thing in the world, Hashem is putting there for him. Not for my family, Hashem, not just for my family, for me. Hashem did this. If a person knows, if a person says, wow, you mean you make, you have a perfect example. A mother bakes a cake for Shabbos, you know, and she bakes it and she brings it in Friday night. And again, there's 12 kids at the table and the husband, she brings in the cake. And everybody says, wow, mommy, that's, you made that for us for Shabbos. That's wonderful. And she says, sorry, I didn't really, you know, I didn't make it. I made this for Yossi. I know Yossi loves this cake. And this is why, I mean, I know everyone else can have, but what motivated me to go shop, I went to 6 stores before I found those sugar-coated pecans. And then I had to borrow from the neighbor, and then the mixer broke, and I did it because Yossi was such a good boy this week. I saw him trying so hard and clear that I wanted to make him his favorite cake for Shabbos. You could imagine the different reaction, the different response in what that kid feels, how that kid is vibrating, he's glowing, and he's pulsating because he knows that it's me personal. This isn't a family thing. This is done for me personally. It's the same thing regarding Hashem and Yiddishkeit. There are many Jews, the majority of Jews, say, of course there's a Hashem, of course, you know. But what does it have to do with me personally? He's a great guy, and of course, yeah, I'm proud to be Jewish. I'm proud to be part of the organization, you know. Just as long as he doesn't try to get personal with me, you know. But everything's cool. Everything's great. As long as he stays up there in heaven a couple of million miles away and I'm down here, he stays out of my business and stays out of my refrigerator, everything's cool. Rav Nosson Zal says here, there's the Mahadrin who say, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the personal relationship. I don't want to say Hashem is for the Jews. I want to say Hashem is for me. Everything is for me. The Gemara says, Rav Nosson Zal brings it on the Ketuban, that a Jew is supposed to say, the whole world was created bishvili, for me personal. That puts a different level of obligation on me. If somebody did my family a favor, so my family owes him across the... If he didn't do it for my family, the guy says, I did this just for you, that puts it a different league of a relationship, a different league of responsibility and of appreciation that I have to feel towards that one that's doing it for me personal. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'al kein, and therefore, af al pi sheroya ha'oyer, even though the person sees the light and he believes, umam and Hashem is baruch, mer lo nogama torah, that Hashem is lining the light, still, he doesn't believe that the light is reaching him personally, specifically, beprotius. We said, therefore, the Mahadrin, each and every individual in the house, lights beprotius, showing that the light reaches me. Because in reality, Hashem does miracles. Besides the miracles that he does for the entire Jewish nation, besides the miracles that he does for your family, he does mitzvahs for each and every individual person. One of the kids is crossing the street and he walks out not looking and a car jumps. And Hashem works it out that the car doesn't hit him, that Baruch Hashem, the guy looked for a second. That's a personal miracle. That's not a family miracle. Hashem saved your life personally today. That individual is zeicher at the light of the Torah and the mitzvahs. Shehem hanekudos toivoy shechoytev b'chol yoyim, which are the good things that each individual person is zeicher to do every day. To put on tefillin, to do a particular mitzvah, befrat. Especially if a person was zeicher to be given the privilege of coming close to true tzaddikim, for a person to realize what an incredible kindness that is on the part of Hashem, that Hashem did for me. In some families, you have brothers and sisters, and one of them is zeicher to come close to a true tzaddik. And that the person should stop to think what this means. That besides the great miracles and kindness that Hashem does for the Jewish people, and besides what he does for my family, Hashem has singled me out individually to give me the schus of having a relationship with a tzaddik that even other members of my family don't have. Rak sheho'oyer hu adayin bebechinas vayaris hamokoy meirochoy kanal. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, with all of this, the light is still in the distance. The person is seeing this light, but from far, far away. Aval afal pikein ho'oyer meir loy b'shleimus loy b'atzmai b'protius b'soich toikev ha'choyshech shnokeboy. And still, that light is reaching him personally, within the thick darkness that he's in, with all the garbage that he's involved in and all the terrible things he's doing, bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ki eshev b'choshech Hashem orli. When I realize that I'm sitting in the darkness, Hashem still sends His light to me. When a Jew realizes that Hashem sends light to me personally every single day, you know, in incredible ways, that gives the person the ability to grab every single day the good things that they're zeicher to grab. Asher zeh tikvosoy lonetzach. And that's the person's hope, eternal hope. That's the person's eternal future, you know, salvation. And this can give the person the encouragement to inspire himself and to come out of his sleep every day. Here, Rav Nosson Zal is giving incredible, important advice. He's separating the men from the boys in Yiddishkeit. He's saying, you want to know why some people are so enthusiastic about their Yiddishkeit and other people less? Even though the people who are less, they're still religious, they still put on tefillin, but they're not looking for the earlier minyan, or they're not looking for this, they're not looking for the best tefillin. You know why? Because these people accept Hashem on a general level. To them, he's chairman of the board of the organization. But to another person, he's the head of the house, so he's the head of the family. To another person, he's my Hashem. This is my closest, best friend, me personal. That deep personal connection with Hashem. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go on to show in the next paragraph, v'hamahadrin min hamahadrin, that the ones who choose to increase the light every single day, not just to light a candle every day, that's not good enough for them, but they want to make sure that every single day they're doing better than the day before, they're doing more than the day before.